All right, everybody worldwide, you're now tuned into Motivation and Confidence, and I'm your host, Tom Danger. Back this week with another podcast. And this week we're actually going to touch upon a subject matter that we visited before, which is relationships. And, you know, relationships could be on so many different levels. So I like to call this one Finding the Partner That Compliments You. And the only reason I talk about that is because I believe I've been fortunate enough to have found a partner that compliments me. Where I get excited, she's calm, where I'm wild, she's the voice of reason, and vice versa. But the most amazing thing about finding a partner that compliments you is that it basically, the compliment should make up for what you're deficient in. You know, in my opinion, I don't think that it makes sense to find a partner that's just like you, right? When I say just like you, if you're into a particular food item, they're into a particular food item. If you like a particular book or things to read, they like exactly the same thing. It's like, if that's the case, you can just look in the mirror and love yourself. And there's nothing wrong with loving yourself. But you want something that will enhance where you are deficient. I'll give you an example. A lot of times when I have ideas, my mind is all over the place because I have a million and one things going on. I'm by nature a visionary and a creator. And fortunately, Grace has got me in the habit of, and this was an earlier podcast, to write your goals down. Because not every idea I can execute in less than 60 seconds or jumpstart it to get it going. Some things take longer than others, such as this podcast. You know, the more I get into the podcast, I realize that it is a huge commitment. I have other very demanding commitments in my life that take up a lot of time. But, you know, I say this again, this is something that I committed to. So like my daddy says, slow motion is better than no motion. That's why we're back this week with another podcast. But rather than to divert from the subject matter, she has shown me, like, a lot of times we'll have a lot of ideas and we'll just write them down. And we may not act upon all of those things right away. It could be a couple of months from now. We'll pick up the book and go, hey, what were we talking about before? Let's talk about this subject matter. Otherwise than that, me in my mind, I would literally have a million things going at once because, you know, the idea pops in my head. I'm gone. Let me see how far I can take it at that moment to get it started. A lot of people may find this hard to believe, but I used to have a very bad temper. And it took me some help. I sought some therapy. It was really bad. And thankful to my partner, when I would reach a particular moment of rage, she would be the voice of reason to say, calm down. It's not really, not even that it's not worth it. It's just more or less calm down. And I thank her for that because a lot of times I realized that I could have went off the deep end, in which I have sometimes, I admit, in which I could have done more harm than good to myself and others. So again, having a partner that compliments you. I mean, there's certain things like the obvious of, you know, the physical attraction and the physical connection that we have, but on a higher level, you know, when it comes to spirituality and goals, that's somewhere, that's the place where we have a bridge, right? And you want to find the bridge with that person to say, okay, I'm over here, you're over there, but let's find this moment where we can connect, right? Two halves make a whole. And that's what we're talking about here. And also, the partner that compliments you, you have to get through the butterfly and honeymoon period, right? So a lot of times you start out with a partner and it feels as if when you are functioning on one particular level, and with guys, we know what level that is. You know, it's usually the lower level. Once we get past that, what's there? You know, to dig your partner's intellect and to look at their emotion and the good and bad things about them and all of those cool things that happen. Those are the things that take a lot of patience and understanding, because naturally in your mind, you just may be the go person and the other person is sort of like, let's slow down and break this down into pieces and think about it. And then naturally, on a compounding way, when you have a person to bounce ideas off of, you know, the mind becomes stronger with more minds that you have interacting. And it doesn't have to be a person that's just a yes man or a yes woman to agree with you. It can be the person that says, no, I don't agree with that, and here's why, you know. And to reach that point, it takes a while for you and your partner to have that open dialogue, you know. And it's okay with your partner to be frustrated and have heated discussions, as long as it doesn't become aggressive or demeaning and condescending. You know, the floor is open for conversation. What else could I think about this? I could really go on and on in a list of items, but I think the one important thing is let the person that is going to be the one to compliment you, that's the one that you hold closest to you, right? Because you don't really want to expose all your ideas, information, emotions, and intimate desires with everyone, you know, especially when you're going through a dating phase. That makes it a little bit more challenging because you're sort of trying to feel the field out. You know, you want to see where people are. And then on the flip side, it's a very delicate balance in business, right? Because you can have a partner that may be a good partner in a relationship, but they may or may not be a good partner in a business, because some people can't separate the emotion part from the business part. You know, when we're in the office, it's one thing, and when we're at home, it's another thing. But with our goal of creating a home-based business, there has to be a huge level of understanding, or else it just wouldn't work. And when you look at historically, a lot of powerful people, they have formed a powerful relationship at home, you know. And I just want to leave it on that note. So go out there and seek and find your partner that may compliment you. Let us know if this makes sense, doesn't make sense, subjects or people that you would like for us to talk to, interview, or subject that you would like for us to talk about. And always, we thank you for listening. I'm your host, Tom Danger, and this is Motivation and Confidence, where we help you do your daily best.